All you know, oh, you know, when you hear the music, it's time to connect the dots. This is Connect Dots Radio Show. It's Tom Edison. Hi, my real name is Tom Edison. And I am the host of Connect the Dots Radio Show on the BBS Radio Network. Locally, carried here on the East Coast on WART AM. That's right, WART. We're a little above the rest, if you know what I mean. Anyhow, just to move along, hey, you know what? I hope people are paying attention to what's going on out there. I'm always noticing things, and there's a lot of people that got wires coming out of those big high voltage transformer boxes on top of the telephone poles going right into their house. That means the broadcaster for the 5G, they've been tricked into putting it right inside their house. If on the telephone pole in front of the house wasn't bad enough, well, people, you don't know. You're listening to my voice. You don't know how you're being duped, and government is going to allow it to happen. When they turn on the 5G, you're going to start to get microwaved and eventually get sick. This is not scare tactics. This is the truth of what's going on. You know, it's all part of the New World Order's plan, the New World Order's NWO. The New World Order's plan to get rid of as many people as possible. Sick, you say? Well, that's what the mad scientists are up to. And they have all the technologies to do it. And they're tricking you into hanging yourself. You know? It's like you're all brain dead, apparently, because nobody's squawking about this. Well, there are a few people that are. Yeah, I'm on Twitter, and people are talking about this. People are talking about the chemtrails, too. Another atrocity being, what you can call it, a war being waged against humanity. That's us. And who's allowing this to happen? Our government and every other government in the world. They're all happy to take the... All the members of all the governments are all happy to take the bribe money and just let the people be cooked to death or poisoned to death. It's right. It's happening right now. There's chemtrail planes flying all over the world right now, putting poison into the air. You know, all kinds of toxins, insect DNA, you're breathing it in, radioactive particles, and nobody is looking after you, except a few of us whistleblowers out there on the internet. Government, well, they're pretending none of this is going on. That's right, including President Trump. I hate to say it. He's so ignorant. You know, come on, he's flying around in Air Force One. Doesn't he ever look out the damn window and see the chemtrails? I mean, really? Is he that stupid? He doesn't understand what's happening here? You know? I mean, or is he listening just to stupid advisors? He doesn't know how to think for himself and wonder, like, why is all these planes spewing all this stuff? And it's like, didn't he ask the question, why are these planes flying around without number markers on them? Yeah, it's against the law. And why are the generals in the military allowing this to happen instead of shooting down these planes? You know, this is war being waged against the American people, and nobody is doing anything about it. The most I can do is talk about it, that, hey, you know, that's it, you know? People have to unite together to stop this. You know, we have to go to Plan B. I mean, there's got to be some good people in the military services. You know, they should call up to the show here, and we can start talking about Plan B to take command of the situation and like, override the people in charge are all mind-controlled, apparently, and bribery is a form of mind control, or they're just so stupidly ignorant they don't understand what's happening, and therefore should be removed from office for reasons of stupidity. But, you know, people, I go to into the cell phone stores and I ask them, the guys there, when's the 5G network coming on? And the answer I'm getting is, oh, before the end of the year. Well, we're only like, you know, five, six weeks away. And nobody is prepared for the atrocity, the assault upon humanity that's going to happen when they turn that 5G power on. You have no idea. We're going to be like frogs in a glass of water being slowly cooked to death. This is what is coming sooner than you think. And you better start going on the internet and finding out about it, and you better start squawking at your town hall, you know. Legally, there's nothing we can do about it legally, but we have to take actions to protect ourselves, really. The problem needs to be solved at the federal level, and let's face it, we know that there's 535 morons in the U.S. Congress. And the president apparently doesn't know the dangers of this either. Oh, yeah, he's all for 5G. Well, 5G could be a right if it was all fiber optics. But they're intentionally broadcasting it because they want to cook you from the inside out. It's going to affect your water molecules. It's going to affect the oxygen going to your body. It's going to create cancers. What do I have to say to wake everybody up, please? This is a nightmare ready to happen. And you better start looking into it, and you better start squawking, and you better be prepared to take some physical actions, because that's the only thing that's going to matter once they turn this shit on, you know? The plug will have to be pulled, or we're just going to allow them to fry us to death? I mean, really? You're not willing to fight for your life? This is serious stuff that's happening. Well, so much for that. Hey, all I know is that I've got some cool videos on YouTube, if you haven't checked them out yet. Hey, go to YouTube.com, click on the, they give you four choices to start off with, or at least four choices. Click on the one that says music. Then in the information bar, you know, key in the names of the songs. I've got a song called Play Another Party Song Tonight. I've got another song, Are You the Party In Kind? That's P-A-R-T-Y, hyphen N, kind. And I've got another one called Let Me Coax You On. That's it. All you have to do is punch in the name of the song, and it'll come up, and there's the YouTube video. They're entertaining. Everything I do is geared for entertainment. And, of course, I have what I call the most entertaining rock and roll documentary ever put out by anybody. Because it's entertaining. It's not just bands on the stage playing their songs. We've all seen those. You know, it's not just somebody's complete downloaded concert. This is better than anything ever put out there because it's entertaining. That's why it's called Subway Fantasy. It showcases bands that are simply great. But maybe not. You're not familiar with them because they didn't get the big record contracts. But there's the video shows proof that the bands out there that didn't get the big record contracts, recording contracts, are just as good as the world famous bands when it comes to being entertaining. And youtube.com. Click on the music button and key in the word Subway Fantasy. But you got to spell the word like I spell it. I spell fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. Subway Fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. And I guarantee it'll be the best rock and roll documentary giving tribute to people that didn't get mainstream media coverage, but should have. And so much for that. Let the viewer be entertained. Let the listener be entertained. And, hey, anybody wants to find out about me, go to BBS Radio and find out all the things I'm involved in. Go to Saturday night, 10 p.m., Station 1. Name of the show is Connect the Dots. Click on the name of the show, and it'll take you down the avenue to find out all about me. You'll find my CD Baby link there for my two albums that are out there. And at the bottom, you'll also have a quick connection link to my rock and roll documentary, Subway Fantasy. And it's all out there for entertainment. It's free. And if you happen to make it up to my video, Let Me Coax You On, at the end, it clearly tells you re-rides are for free. You'll understand what that means after you watch it once. And you'll probably watch it more than once. But let me just ramble on some terms here. Just in case you didn't know, this is a call-in show. It's a talk show that you can call in. And the call-in number is 888-627-6008. Did I say that? Yes, I did. The number is 888-627-6008. Okay, it's time to ramble on. I'm going to ramble on a lot of terms that you ought to get familiar with because they pertain to what's happening in all of our lives. Like chain of command structures, you know? The world is being run and used with chain of command structures. And they're being used against us by all the bad guys out there. New World Order, reptilian ETs, you name it. And another term is plans designed to fail. You ought to repeat that to yourself every day. Plans designed to fail, because that's what the human race is following. That's what the people are being conned into by the politicians and the pharmaceutical industry. Plans designed to fail. You know, that's how the pharmaceutical industry, Big Pharma, is so filthy rich and keeps keeps killing you and making money at the same time, because they're hooking you on plans designed to fail. And when the plan starts to fail, they hook you on another plan designed to fail. In fact, political systems are plans designed to fail. A two-party system, like in America, it's a plan designed to fail. And that's the way, it's a very important term. The rules of play, something you need to think about, the rules of play, what's permissible in this world. And though some things are not permissible in regards to universal law, trickery is allowed. That's right. And that's how you get conned out of your rights every day of your life from the day you were born. It's done through trickery. They tell you that you all misinformation and they bombard you with misinformation from the time you become aware of speaking and listening. You are bombarded with fake public education, fake news media, and fake TV shows, and all kinds of stuff to divert you from who you truly are. You know, if you're a human being, which most of you probably are, unless there's some ETs listening to this show, you are a powerful individual. You are an eternal being. You know, it's, you go to 12 years of grade school and they never really tell you who you are. You know, you're a spirit living in a physical body now. All of us in human, all of us humans are really the real humans, not the ones who come here and masquerade as humans, but the real humans. We all are eternal beings. That's right. And we're here like visiting to learn what's going here on Earth and to make our contributions that we can clear our head and take command of our mind like we should be doing. Of course, they make it very difficult on this world. So many people are hammered down and beaten into submission by government. That's it. Government. Do we really need government? Of course not. Government was designed by the, we could say, the ETs, the Anunnaki, creatures from the 12th planet, whatever you want to call them. The Anunnaki, yeah, they created government to control us. And when the first Sumerian civilizations were set up by the Anunnaki to give us our first city-state culture, it was set up in their image of a government that controls the people, doesn't serve the people, it controls the people, you know? And that's government, and all aspects of government basically are controlling you. They're not serving you, you know? In maybe the last 100 years, governments have gone out of their way a little to serve the people. But no sooner than they go out of their way to serve the people, the dark side comes in and wins back the day for the dark side, and then they're over-controlling you again. And now we're on the downslide. Government is over-controlling everybody again, and they've gone haywire. So remember, they're really not your friend, the government. They try to be, and in some remote cases, they do good things. But basically, government is there to use you, extort you, hammer you down, and keep you under their thumb. Right. And it's time everybody wakes up and understands that. You know, why? Just look at the fiasco going in with the U.S. Congress. These people are not serving you. They're wasting your taxpayers' money on these witch hunts that just fall apart as soon as the whole matter gets investigated and cross-examined. Total waste of taxpayers' money. You know, they're more interested in helping the migrants. Yeah, everyone in the Congress is more interested in helping the migrants than they are the American citizens, whom they are supposed to be serving. Well, most everyone in the government. Sure, there's a few good guys in the government, but they're in such a tiny minority, they'll never be able to unite to do anything good. We need to change the system, really. Hey, believe it or not, that's why I'm running for president of the United States. That's right, as a write-in candidate, the only way poor people like me can do it. You know, I don't have to do any paperwork either, as long as I don't take big donations over $200. That's why if you go to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, you'll see I have the statement there that I refuse to accept any donations over $199 because that provides me with the opportunity to run for president of the United States, and I don't have to do any paperwork, period. And it's one of the last venues and ways to get in government where you don't really not to spend any money. But at the same time, I need a big support group to make this happen. It could happen. Hey, my plan is simple. I want every Democrat and every Republican voter to vote for me to bring unity to America. I mean, if everybody goes out and does the same old usual crap, they either vote Democrat or vote Republican, we're going to have another 51-49 election, which keeps the country divided. Half the people want it, basically half the people want the president who wins and the other half don't. Well, that's a divided country. I don't care what you say. And same fiasco going on with the House of Representatives. Whoever has the slight majority gets to rule in the House, and same for the Senate. It's a divided country. I'm a non-political candidate. I don't favor any political party. In fact, I'm against political parties. Everybody should be an independent like me in government, especially on the federal level. Especially on the federal level. So I've got a plan that makes sense. Plus, you know, I know that the solutions to all the problems are known already. That's right. They've been known for years. And I happen to know them all. And it's really, the problems are really quite easy to solve. And we don't need as much money. You know, the government's always trying to raise people's taxes and get more money so they can waste more money or pocket more money, the representatives. I guarantee you, we could solve all the problems in 1 year with half the tax money. You heard me right, because I'm a cost-effective wizard, and I'm a problem-solving wizard. Like I said, all the solutions are known, and I know about all of them. All it requires of the president having those qualifications is to instruct people to follow his commands, and everything will get solved real quickly. That's right. So why would you want to vote for one of these phony morons trying to run for president that don't know all the solutions? And, of course, President Trump, we have to give him credit. He's done a few things, but why hasn't he solved all the problems? Because he doesn't know the solutions to all the problems. And you also have to be able to have some control over the Congress by being able to intelligently convince everyone that you have the solutions and they should support you. Again, I've got the plan. If every Democrat, registered Democrat, and every registered Republican were simply to vote for me, one, I'd have a landslide victory. And then we all could come together in unity, and I wouldn't favor one party over the other. Basically, I'll just lay out all the blueprints for solving all the problems, and then they'll do their part in making that happen. I mean, what could be easier? Plus, you know, we can end all this fake health care nonsense. You know, mainstream media is lying to you. The insurance companies are lying to you. Big Pharma is lying to you, and the ignorant politicians trying to run for president, none of them are qualified. They're lying to you, too, about health care. No one is telling the truth about health care publicly on mainstream media. Hey, I talk about it here, you know. All these fake concoctions about that pharmaceutical companies come up with, it's all fake. None of it's real medicine. I mean, sure, you need doctors and hospitals if you get in an accident. Yeah, they know how to take you apart and plant plastic organs in you and all that other shit. And in some cases, it's very helpful, save somebody's life. But the doctors themselves, they don't understand what real health care is. They understand what they went to school for, the surgeons, how to cut people up and put them back together. And do various things like that, but they haven't a clue what real health care is. Otherwise, they wouldn't become doctors. You know, they would have went into another field. You know, there's things like alternative medicine. And I know one of the shows before me, ET Yoga, the guy always tells the story about there's, I think, three psychic surgeons over in there in China that can cure anybody of incurable cancer in less than 5 minutes. That's right. Now, that's real health care. Sometimes it's called psychic surgery. And that's what people should be being trained to perform these things like that. There's no cutting. There's no fake remedies. They do it with their minds. And another thing, the body has the ability to heal itself when the right things are being done to it. So anybody ever comes to you and starts trying to interest you in vaccines, slam the door right in their face and tell them a quote from Jesus, like, "Satan, get behind me," because that's what vaccines are. They are an invention of the devil. If you can picture that devil creature with the horns smiling as he's holding the needle, and he's grinning and he's saying, "Let me inject poison into your healthy body." And he's giving you all kinds of lies and bullshit to get you to go along, to trick you into allowing him to inject poison into your body. Vaccines are harmful. Vaccines are illogical, and nobody can prove otherwise. They can lie till the cows come home, because that seems to be enough. Just lie about it to trick people into doing things that are not smart. Another tool of the New World Order to kill people and weaken them and make them sick, you know. And just case, of course, I know there are no New World Order people listening to my program, because they think they're controlling the world, and they are to a point, but they're doing it in a bad way. And what they don't realize, just in case any of you are listening, New World Order people, you're not really running the show. You're nothing but puppets for the evil ETs that are really evil, that want to take over our world, and they're using you as pawns to help them conquer our world. That's right. And they'll allow you to have all the money you want and all the big houses and all the underground chambers to run to and hide. And you think you're running the show. Is there a caller there or what?
Yeah.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
Frank Ryan.
Hey, Frank. What's going on? What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I was just watching on YouTube. That's you, right? You got a video?
Yeah, I've got three.
Let me coax you on. Is that you?
Yeah. That's me. It's the original song of mine.
Wow, man, that is awesome, man. That footage is really cool with the track. It's speed song. It's really great, man.
I tried to make it like a video called
Subway Fantasy Rock and Roll Documentary. It was a video.
Oh, yeah, you saw that too, huh?
Yeah, that was unbelievable, man. I remember, I'm a 50s-60s guy.
Uh-huh.
And I remember a lot of those bands, no names, but they were remarkable singers and players. And, man,
you did a great job. The bands in there are like... from 1991 up to 2006.
Oh, those were in the later years?
There's that one girl from England. That's from 1965. She's singing it.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of female singers that were really
she's
great.
She's singing on top of a bus over in Liverpool.
It's got other songs, too. There was like one was about a party song tonight, like play another party song tonight.
And you that's another one of my.
You're a musician,
music
right? You're
out on YouTube.
Yeah, because I was listening to the show, and there was like no music. Do you ever try to play this music on your show? Because it's great, man. You got
Well, yeah, I mean, the one I got out there, Are You the Party in Kind? I've got that video out there.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, Are You the Party in Kind?
Wow.
Yeah, you like a, you had like a playlist. You have like a lot of songs.
Yeah, I got three videos out there, rock and roll original music song videos, and I got the Subway Fantasy movie that I put together.
So that was
29 minutes long, and then next week I'm having another video put out there.
Oh, wow. So I could just keep going to YouTube and checking you out, right? It's great, man.
Yeah, keep it up. Yeah. Hey,
I mean, because I was listening to the show, and then
compliments,
name, and but you were talking about what? Deep underground military bases or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just talking about the New World Order, you know.
Oh, wow.
The small group of people that are running the world, you know,
yeah.
They have control of all the big banks.
I heard something about
the politicians.
Big bank is supposed to go down, the Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, so I was talking about that they don't understand that they're actually puppets for the super bad ETs that want to take over our planet. And
whoa.
Yeah. They think they're running the show because they've got special privileges and, they all have access to the underground bunkers and cities to go hide if things really get bad on the surface.
Yeah, wow. I do know about deep underground military bases and you know, all that stuff, but I don't know, ETs?
Yeah,
so,
ETs
wow,
are
your
running
show,
the show.
You
I mean, really, if you know your extended history of Earth, it starts with the that group called the Anunnaki, also referred to as the beings from the 12th planet.
12th planet.
And sometimes they refer to the planet by the name of Nibiru.
That was a threat a couple of years ago, and now it's coming back, to hit the planet. So, the 12th planet, that's Zachariah Sitchin.
It's out of his book. That's how I began to learn about it. So anyhow, they came here to steal our gold. The Sumerian records, the clay tablets, have the whole story going back 450,000 years, basically. And that's about when they came here to steal our gold from our planet. Stealing, that's what they are, thieves. And then
about
300,000 years ago,
they got tired
of mining the gold out of our earth because it was hard labor. They decided to turn the human being into slave labor force. And that was, but these people are ETs. They're extraterrestrials. They're not from our world. And they have very long lifetimes, so the ones that probably came here hundreds of thousands of years ago, they're probably still here and still alive.
Couldn't it be that it's just
we can call that a beginning point for ETs controlling our world. I mean, I've heard other stories, too, that millions of years ago, other ETs came here and also tried to control the human race, but modern man didn't exist. The Anunnaki actually helped create modern man because they created a more upgraded human being than was primitively roaming the forest and living in trees and stuff like that.
Yeah,
genetically altered us more to look like them. So that was the beginning of the loss of a thicker coat of hair, et cetera, et cetera. So anyhow, that's it, you know. And eventually they set up the proxy societies, starting with the Sumerian civilization, and then starting with in 1776, the beginning of the Illuminati. That was also kind of like the beginning of the New World Order. It's another proxy outfit pumped up by the ETs that are basically the Anunnaki who are still ruling our world. And, of course, now, you know, once the word got out, there's other groups here now trying to do the same thing, too. There's
They're all under the one, like the Jesuit order, because I've read that in the Library of Congress there's a Jesuit oath, and it's amazing that it's in there and people don't even know about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Jesuits are part of
the They said anybody
too.
Could put that in there. I mean, come on. I mean,
hey,
what,
you know
Jesuit
what's really
oath,
crazy?
That's really
this was, I picked it up because I'm on Twitter. I picked it up, on Twitter. Somebody posted a picture of a giant statue of the fake god called Molech. M-O-L-E-C-H.
Yeah, that Alex.
And wow, guess what? A big statue of it was recently placed in front of the Vatican. I mean,
That guy that they took off the, Alex Jones, they took him off the internet. He crashed that thing way back. It's the Molech is the owl, is the, not the owl. It's in the Bohemian Grove. He crashed that party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a statue of it there right here, too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and they're like, it's amazing. It's all your higher-ups, man, all your people in high places. It's ridiculous what's going on.
Right? Exactly. That's how,
they're the government
controlled.
Now, man.
You know, that's how they're controlled. But they, can you believe this? So they placed this big statue of the, you know, it looks like a gold statue or something with the fake god Molech with the hands around. You're supposed to lay the baby on there and sacrifice the live baby.
Right, they were doing that long.
They placed this right in front of the Vatican, and they had, I don't know whether the Pope did it himself or they had a cardinal come and bless the...
Well, I don't know. I've been reading up that there's like two sides to the Vatican. There's a black Pope. You hear about the black Pope. In other words, the Pope isn't really in control.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, you don't know what to believe, but
the craziest thing. It's right in your face every time they show the Pope. He's wearing that beanie with an antenna on top of it. Now, what the hell is that? You know? Why doesn't
the
somebody ask
him? Symbol of that. You mean the headdress?
Yeah. Hey, Pope, his skull cap. Why do you have the antenna coming out here?
That's all symbolism. That's all bad stuff.
I mean, is that really so they can totally control your mind?
Well,
I mean,
they're
really
getting all the technologies that are doing that. They got all kinds of technologies
remind the Pope, listen, God doesn't need you to have an antenna on your head for him to communicate with you. only a fake god would need that. But nobody ever brings that up. I mean, every time, I mean, they're showing pictures of him. He's always got that white skull cap on with the friggin' antenna. It sticks about, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 inches above his head. How can you not see it?
Yeah.
It's crazy, I'm telling you. Well, hey, Frank, all I got to say is thanks for the compliments.
Yeah, man, I'm glad. I mean, so you have your show is what, every Sunday? It's Saturday?
Yeah.
Or,
this is how it works. The show is listed on a specific time because that's where the radio station comes out of California. So they're on Pacific time, and so it's listed at Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Whereas
we're
on
like
the East Coast here.
Where you're at.
Yeah, where I'm at. And it's Sunday, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., you know.
Yeah.
3-hour difference.
Yeah, I got to check it out because I had just happened to be up. Man, I usually am sleeping by now. But
I wish the word could get out
But you're talking about all kinds of
George Norrie audience, you know, because...
Yeah, yeah, I watch him once in a while. Coast to Coast, you're talking about? Yeah, that guy's got a lot of good ones. Alfred Weber.
On the East Coast here, Coast to Coast, Saturday night at my time, which is Sunday morning here, 1 a.m. to 2 a.m., there is no Coast to Coast in the New York City area on the East Coast. It's only, you know... The one day a week that if you like to listen to Coast.
Well, he's got archives. I listen to a lot of the shows. You can go to an archive section.
Hey, well, my shows are archived.
Watch a lot of that stuff. I
guarantee if people went into my archives, they would get an education, because I talk a lot more than anybody on Coast to Coast talks. I've listened to it before I had my radio show. I used to listen to them.
Well, I got to check that out, because I just did your music now. So you're not just a musician. You're doing all kind of stuff. You're talking about stuff that
I do video production too.
Moving into.
Oh, I mean, first of all, I had to record the songs. All right, so I'm a songwriter. I'm a singer. I'm a guitar player. I'm also a bass player, and I produce every record I ever did. I produced it myself.
It's amazing. Really good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Even when I did songs with the famous, I don't know if they're even still in business anymore, record plant in New York City, the same place John Lennon used to go to, I insisted, I paid the extra money so I could monitor what was going on when they were doing the mixing, and lo and behold, I had to correct them on every friggin' thing they were doing, you know. So I've always been on top and having the final say on what I do with all of my projects, and the same with my video stuff. I do the whole bit myself. I do the editing, and that's the way I do.
You got a real talent, brother.
Thank you again.
Besides, your show is enlightening. I mean, this is not the normal.
Oh, yeah, I was going to answer that question. That song, Are You the Party in Kind? See, at the end of my show, I play the lead guitar solo at the end of that song every week. That's how I end my show. I do my countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and then the music comes on, the lead guitar solo, at the end of that song, Are You the Party in Kind? And that's followed by my other song, I Gotta Be Somebody, which I call my anthem. That's going to be out on DVD by next week. So then I'll have 4 music videos.
Do you put any of this out? Like, do you sell your music? Or do you have
if anybody wants a personal copy of Subway Fantasy, you know.
I shared that. There's a way to share that.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
I sell the actual DVD.
They might be picking your music,
for
man.
Subway Fantasy, it actually has.
I'm pretty sure I shared that. I know I shared the Let Me Coax You On just a little while ago. I just heard that one.
Well, yeah,
but
sure, you can share with
Fantasy
there for
was
free,
a,
of course. You know, but yeah, I'm saying
great,
if somebody wanted the DVD to Subway Fantasy, yeah, I sell them to find out how to PayPal me for it. Go to my presidential website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, and you'll find out.
Your what website?
How to PayPal me or mail me a money order.
What website was that?
Like that. Basically, that's it.
What was the name of the website you said? The president's website?
My presidential website.
Really?
Mine.
Wow. So you're running. Wow.
Yeah,
so,
right. I'm a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. I mentioned it at the beginning. In fact, I talk about it every week a little. And the site is 2020presidenttomedison.com. Tom Edison is my real name.
It's your real name.
It better be my real name, because in order to run for president of the United States, you can't use a fictitious name.
Yeah. So I'll be tuning in. I think I'll stay on, and because I want to hear your music at the end. That's great, man. Hey, brother, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
All right, hey, thanks again for the compliments.
I thought that was you with the music, because it's got the same name. It's got the same. That's great, man. Keep it up.
Yeah, well,
They got a picture of you too, you know, on the YouTube. You got like a blue hat and sunglasses. That's actually you.
On the BBS radio show. It's got subscribers on it.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to the public about presidential matters.
Wow, man, it's great. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. Hey, Thank you very much,
and thank you.
Welcome, man.
In.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Tell your friends about it.
Yep, will do, man.
Okay.
Take care, man.
Adios, amigos.
You got it.
Okay, back to my rambling on. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I'm talking about terms that you should be familiar with, you know? Chain of command structures. Plans designed to fail. And, yeah, thought attraction flypaper. Now, you're not going to know about that unless you happen to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I mean, you can Google it, and you get the first 40 pages free, but to find out about thought attraction flypaper, I don't know, you might have to go to another part of the book. Hey, I mean, the book is so cheap nowadays. I mean, it's a store, you know, you're paying $20 plus at Barnes & Noble, but you can also download it from, like, iTunes and Google Play and all these people, like, you put it on your tablet, and all of that is like, you know, roughly $5 to $7. So anybody can afford it. Guaranteed, it'll make a smarter person of you. Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. I have so much information in there, and I explain what thought attraction flypaper is. And chances are you stepped on it yourself already, just not aware of it. And another term, I've done a lot of terms in that book. I talk about the overseers of mankind. Yes, there are many, many beings out there that are overseeing the big picture of life on Earth. And there's universal coordinators. That's right, beings that have a large overview of many lives, many star systems, and they coordinate things. You know, to make them happen. They create the coincidences in life. I also redefine what the word coincidence means. I also redefine the definition of truth. I've expanded it to include more. Hey, it's a great book, Connect the Dots Theory. It will make a smarter person of anybody who reads it. And for those of you who don't like to read and just look at pictures, I got over 75... enlarged photos and drawing, a few drawings in there too, of amazing things happening in our world. And all the photo enlargements are of 35 millimeter film. So their seeing is believing there. You gotta have the negatives to prove that they're all real. Photos, you know, that's the problem with the digital video and digital video. You don't know how much it's been altered, and there's no way to tell. That's why the government, our friendly government, that's why they forced everyone to have a digital signal for broadcasting. That way they can fake anything you see there. Fake any of the pictures that you see, they can fake it. That's right. And that's what they want to do. They want to manipulate you so badly. It's unbelievable. And, of course, they're not happy with that. You know, they're trying to invade your privacy. They have invaded your privacy. If you're not protecting yourself, if you leave the camera on your laptop or something and it's open, they can, you know, they know all the passwords. And they can turn your machine on and start looking at you. You know, there was once a classic, back in the last century, there was a classic sci-fi series known as the Outer Limits. And they had a specific episode. episode was about the Peeping Tom machines, and we have them nowadays, and where they were, all they had to do was find out the frequency. Everybody has their own basic frequency, and then they could tune you in and picture you, get you a look at you at what you're doing, wherever you are, up on the screen, and they could snoop on you. Well, they can pretty much do that with the technology today. They can turn your electronic equipment on if there's cameras in the room. You know, the laptop I use has tape over the camera, so I don't have to worry about it. And they can snoop in on what you're doing inside your house. Yeah. And they can listen, and, you know, the joke is the toaster is listening to what you're saying. Oh, you bet they are. The modern toasters are, and all the other electronic equipments, especially if you have them plugged in and leave them plugged in. In my realm, I have everything running through power boxes. And the only time I put a device has power to it is when I flick on the switch, because I'm going to use that. Otherwise, everything looks like it's plugged into the outlet, but it's going through power boxes. And the circuit is not connected, because they can do so much and snoop on your life. I mean, you got to worry about the new TVs you're getting. They probably have listening devices all in them already. In fact, the FBI, I think, was already caught. Some of these TVs, they'd come out of the manufacturer, and instead of going directly to the warehouse, the first stop was at the FBI or CIA office, where they would install their snooping devices. And so our lives are being overly monitored already. But they're not stopping there. In fact, just last week, I happened to be watching the one of these public education channels or something, and they had the thing about the people in Kansas City, how Kansas City is a model smart town city. And it's horrifying to what they're talking. They're talking about it like it's good. They're talking about having sensors like they do in China, sensors in every light post, sensors in the sidewalk, listening devices too. You know, they say they want to listen for gunshots so they can send the police to right where the gunshot was. Yeah, sure, that makes good sense. But at the same time, that same device can be used to snoop on people in the area and listen to private conversations. And they've got all the public transportation, the trolley system, all wired up with cameras and listening devices again, and they're doing the whole town like that, you know. So and they say, oh, it's good, but do you want to live in a fishbowl 24/7? And they're trying to turn your home into that too. In China, it's so bad, if you sit on a park bench, they have microphones listening to what your conversation is on park benches. They might have them in Kansas City now too. And they hide these things in the lampposts too. I noticed the new cameras, you know, those little plastic bubbles where they hide the camera behind. Well, they've got some new ones out now. I've noticed them on train stations that they got four cameras in them. You know, you think there's only one camera in there? No, they got them with four cameras now inside that little plastic dome. And they flatten it out a little to make it less conspicuous. And this is where we're at, you know, 1984. it's sickening. And it's not good for a society to be overly watched like that. It's not good for human behavior. Which brings me, since we're talking about government, you know, all traffic jams, government, you got to blame government for it. They're caused on purpose. Bottlenecks, highways 12-lane highways leading down to 2 lanes. Why do they do this? Because they want to create bottlenecks. They want to create anguish and suffering amongst people. They want to frustrate you. They want to, make you unhappy, uneasy. Yeah. More proof that the ETs are all behind us, too, because that's one thing that the ETs can't stand about human beings, especially like things like reptilians and Dracos and all those negative extraterrestrial things, sectoids, the ones with the insect heads on. They hate us humans because we know how to enjoy life and we know how to have fun. And it seems to be that everything that people begin enjoying, they work effortlessly to take it away from us. You know how many good things that used to be in humanity in America or used to have going for them, and they've disappeared over the years, systematically taken away. The destroying of the old neighborhoods, neighborhoods that had style in the buildings and stuff. It's not even looked into whether some of these neighborhoods could have been saved. They want to destroy them on purpose. This started right after World War II. They wanted to destroy all the old neighborhoods to take away the people's memories. And where small neighborhoods with 2- and 3-story dwellings, it was a neighborhood. You knew who your neighbors were. Your children were all playing out on the street together. And the community knew who was in the community. Once they destroyed as many of these as they could and started warehousing people in high-rise, 12, 14, 20-story buildings, which is, where everybody has like a jail, your private jail cell in a high-rise, all of a sudden, the culture of the community was destroyed. Nobody knew more than a few people on their own floor. You go up and down the elevators, the rest of the people, like they weren't even there. And so the whole structure, plus the ugly rectangle, square-looking buildings, are not aesthetically pleasing. They're ugly. And they keep your mind blocked up in a square or a rectangle. No curves, And that's not good. And that's the warehousing of people. And they're still doing it. And they're taking away your memories. There is a concerted effort to take away people's memories because that's part of dehumanizing you. And they want to do it. Just like they got new campaigns out to con people into putting mechanical implants in your arm. The mark of the beast? They put it right in your forehead, just like the Bible warns you. Don't take the mark of the beast. And people are getting conned into doing this. They're told, you can walk up to the candy machine and just tap it with your wrist and the candy will come right out. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah, it's too much effort to go in your pocket and pull out some change. I know that. Yeah, right. And, you don't have to pull out your keys to walk in the building where you work. You just tap your top of your hand at the door, and the door opens for you. Isn't that wonderful? Meanwhile, you've taken the mark of the beast, and there's going to be a payment for that, as we've all been warned. Don't do it. And I think the whole country of Sweden is going to be the first one to force everybody to do it. And like the warning in the Bible says, you won't be able to buy or sell anything without the mark. And that's how they're trying to scam you and use the fear tactics that you won't be able to buy or sell anything unless you take our mark. Well, guess what? We'll have to go back to barter, those of us that have brains left. So much for that. So I hope I've given you some terms to think about. The overseers of mankind, thought attraction flypaper, chain of command systems that are being used against us. Oh, there's the violet flame. It's good flame. You need to improve your visualization techniques and then call on it. And the rules of play, it's important to understand the rules of play. Trickery is permitted, and that's why we're being tricked by everybody to do things we shouldn't be doing. And do you know your breath is half your life force? That's right. And that's why you shouldn't wear your seatbelt, because your seatbelt restricts your breathing. Another dirty trick they've deployed upon you. All seatbelt laws are evil, period. And for that reason alone, please. And they con you, oh, it's going to save your life. Yeah, if you're an unattentive moron, not paying attention, it could maybe save your life. So you can keep on being a moron. And if you're paying attention, believe me, there's many better things to do than hang on to your seatbelt. One, you could open the door and take your chances by jumping out of the car. If you're in the back seat, just lay down behind the front seat to brace for an accident if you're paying attention. And of course, if you're the driver, you best just avoid the accident coming up. And of course, they've tricked everybody into the cell phone matrix, you know. They want your cell phone to do everything so you don't have to think, because they don't want you to think. And talking about not wanting you to think, I said this a couple weeks ago, and everybody needs to be reminded to you, everything that government has told you about these so-called drugs, these substances that they've made illegal, is lies. Everything. You know, it's all been a con game, you know, from the beginning. And it's part of trying to deprive people of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The First Amendment gives you the right to take any substance for the sole purpose of making yourself feel better. And most of these illegal substances do make you feel better. You know, and if given the choice of all the, there's about three or four good ones, the rest are more on the negative side, but you should have the right to do it anyhow, because it's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You know, it's your First Amendment right, and they've tricked you into allowing them to take away your rights to feel good. And all these things about, you know, trying to make up lies on top of lies about why this is bad for you, and all this thing about saving people from addiction. Sure, there's a few people out there that don't have any common sense and get addicted to things. But most people that use these so-called illegal substances, they're not addicted. They have full control of their lives. They go to work. They keep jobs. Yeah, I even know people that do heroin regularly and keep jobs. Please. It's a bunch of lies, you know. So you're going to deprive all the people that know how to handle any substance, have full control of their mind, want a little enjoyment out of life. You're going to take away that enjoyment in their life just because there's a few idiots out there that don't have good judgment. You know? Again, every law that government comes up with, it's always taking away something from somebody. And then they friggin' lie to you about it, why this is good for you. We don't want Big Brother telling us what to do. And what they're doing, all these so-called drug laws, they're all illegal. When are a real lawyer is going to come up to bat and take these cases to court and have it take it to the Supreme Court and make it clear that all of these so-called substances made illegal are in violation of the First Amendment? And they're all geared at attempting people to enjoy life. Plus, substances like marijuana, LSD, and mushrooms enlighten you. They make you smarter. They make you think beyond the sham that's being pulled over your face every day of your life. That's why they don't want you doing these substances, because Once you start thinking and finally wake up, open your eyes and realize what a sham that all this legal system crap is, putting government to control you and to manipulate you to live the worker slave life. That's right. That's what they want you to do. And it's time we end all these lies and talk about end, like we're coming to the end of the show. So, as usual, I'm going to do the countdown. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? And, of course, I got the YouTube out there now, DVD. It's entertaining. And it's followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. That'll be out on YouTube by next week. So here we go, Mr. Engineer. Take us out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without being made clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join down in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.